What does dutta mean?
Given.
Given. Oh, given by Ganga. Okay. Ganga dutta.
Didn't Shantana know about the arrangement?
He now knows. The problem is for him to know means the arrangement's over. That's why he asked.
She also didn't say that Bhishma will be a celibate.
No. He left that one out. But that's what makes it more great, because if it's already known, then he has to do it. But he, on his own, he does that. So therefore,
You feel worse, basically.
Yeah, because if it's supposed to be, then hey, it's supposed to be like that. But if he does otherwise, then
even if he comes from heaven, not to see Bhishma for that, apologize for being Bhishma.
What is the Nrsimhapurva
from the Kuru Chandra? Because they're demigods, and they're going back and they're arranging. But they ask that it be arranged like that, you know. So, but because they're demigods, they don't work in these things. They don't have the same moral rules we do. Like that. You know, it's like Ganga, she's Shantanu, but she's also before us. Another great king. You know what I'm saying? So, or Purvasis, okay, Puru Ravas is why it comes this. So you could say, well, she's a great grandmother. How can I marry? No, but they don't work on these things. For them, it's a different whole system. So it doesn't produce things on the
As you also mentioned that by our own deeds we go back to God. Previously, from other devotees, I heard in class that if a person becomes a devotee, then he liberates 21 generations.
So then, therefore, are you going to become a lazy bum now? You're going to depend upon it? What if they don't get it together? How long are you going to stay here? So now look at it this way. If they're working and they're being Krishna conscious, and by that you could go back to Godhead and you endeavor yourself, then it makes it even more solid. Right?
So we said this is only liberation, I'm not talking about basically relationship with Krishna.
That's also that. That's a very good point. It says you free or you liberate. It doesn't say 21 generations go back to God. It says you free them. Yeah, they'll come back again, but they'll be very purified. They'll be great, you know, personalities or sages, and, you know, great like that.
Two questions, actually.
One would be
when you were saying about this Truna's question and other things.
How come no one asks these questions in the class?
Because the ladies are.
Oh. Yeah.
So that means the man has to become like a tree monkey?
No. It means that he's intelligent.
And then
he sees what's behind things. In other words, something is being done and he's seeing what is meant by that, what's behind it, what's the cause. In other words, instead of having to directly hear it be so gross, oh, what is it, there for this? Because that's just logic, that's not emotion. Emotion flows differently. It's not working on logic.
Does
that make sense? So, yeah. Because that's there if you want to experience. In other words, does somebody get married because they're interested in living with another logician? Or do you get married for the emotional interaction and content? Right?
Yeah.
If you want to be with logicians, just stay in an educational institution. Right?
Mm-hmm.
So one gets married because of the emotional content. Right? So therefore, what we're saying is because that is the basis of the relationship, therefore, it's intelligent to do those things that aren't going to break the emotional content.
Mm-hmm.
Does that make sense? So it's you're using intelligence in that. It's not that it's being foolish. Just because you said it's that way or not, just like you say, I got to get to the kitchen. okay? And you decide, I'm going this way, but there's no bridge there. Then you say, well, how can I get to the kitchen? But if you're intelligent, then how could you get to the... If that bridge is missing, how would you get to the kitchen?
Find another bridge.
Yeah, or you have that way, you can go up this way, across. Yes. There's other ways, but you have to use your intelligence, you have to think, you have to... So therefore, is it that if it's only if they say like this and do like this, the way I say that, therefore, then that's the only right way? No. Because then that means it's all what you say. But you're supposed to meet halfway. You can say, well, they're not doing. I'm having to make the point. No, that's you're noticing what you're having to do. But that you haven't already done it on your own, that's what they would prefer. So therefore, they'll make comments or this or that. That's already themselves making their endeavor. But their comments don't come directly. They come indirectly.
So then, how you can make sure, how you can actually understand that we're doing the right thing? Will you feel it?
Whether, oh yeah, you'll feel it. it's whether you find a, you know, happy, overwhelmed by a happy sensation, or completely, you know, crushed by a unhappy one. It's just like, how do you know when your finger has met the fire?
When it's burned.
Yes, so that's how you know. It's either great or you get burned, right?
What is that aspect also that it's great, maybe it's on my side, but what about another side, how that one is important, because they might feel pressure in that particular thing or something else, and then we just get bewildered with that?
Get bewildered. The point is it's out of duty that one is engaging. Right?
Yes.
Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Let's say you keep a cow. Mm-hmm. Can you not give a cow a bath every day and they'd be happy? But do you have to give a dog a bath every day? Like, we have the dogs around here with my feet. We never give them a bath. Right? So for a dog, you have to feed it. But for a cow, you have to feed it and give it a bath. Right? And for a horse, you don't give it a bath, you brush it. Right? So that means if you want to deal with that entity, you have to deal with it according to its needs. Mm-hmm. So therefore, then in family life, there are those particular needs. So that's what's dealt with. You understand?
Yeah, I understand.
So it's just the nature. So the point is that
that does a question.
Okay, let us say I have a very rich, well-spiced preparation. Mm-hmm. Okay? Now, eating that, and then you compare that to, let's say, a more simply cooked, simply spiced preparation. Both are of good quality. Okay? Now, if I eat the more rich, spicy thing, it's going to have more flavor in one sense. Let's say the quality of the flavor is not different, but the intensity is different, right? In other words, it's a simple sabji, but it's been done very well. It's as good as it gets, but it's simple, right? The other one's very rich and much more spicy, okay? Now, by eating the more rich and spicy one, the flavor is more intense. But what's the possibility that comes from eating that? What's the risk in eating a lot of a very rich, spicy preparation? One could get sick. Right? But you can eat as much as you want of the other one you want. But the intensity is less. So, you want to say something? Or you just can't? So therefore, it's a matter of what is the intensity that is natural for you. Mm-hmm. Right? You don't like something so intense, then you choose something less intense. But its pattern is going to go... It's just like, let us say, I am running, you have something that, you know, you have those meters and it has waves on it. And if there's very little bit of energy going through, the waves are very small. And if there's more, it's very big, right? But now, the pattern of the waves, is it actually any difference between small and big? The actual formula?
No,
it's exactly the same. It just one's big and one's small. So, therefore, let us say for a computer, right? Then the amount of wave that's going through the chip is very, very small. Because that's all it can handle. If I put enough through there to run a air conditioner, what's going to happen to the chip?
Burn low.
Yeah, that's the point. But the formula is the same. The AC needs that much power, and the chip needs this much power. So that's why, if you're not self-realized, how you'll find someone else to who you're supposed to marry. Mm-hmm. Right? So therefore, you just go on being an idiot, then therefore you never know what you're doing, I guess.
Previously you mentioned also that, like, for example, with Brahman, wife is not going to express their emotions in the same way, you know, come up with a law of
karma. Yeah, yeah.
But the experience of the Brahman is still the same.
The same. It's the experience is the same. Because he is also of that very small, therefore small and small is equal. Therefore she moves, you know, 1 nanometer this way. He's going, oh my God, right? But, you know, you take someone else, a kshatriya is kind of like it wasn't even a blip on the radar, right? You know, I mean, I've heard of people that they'll be sitting there in the next room and their wife is annoyed, but they don't really notice it until, you know, a plate or a tape recorder comes whizzing past them and smashes on the wall. And then instead of going, my God, this is crazy, she just goes, oh, she's upset. That's all the more it gets. You know what I'm saying? So therefore, he has that nature, she has that nature, and therefore, hey, it works.
It's like the experience in 100 years here or in heaven. It's the same.
Yeah, yeah, it's the same thing. Does that make some sense?
I was actually more thinking one other thing, like, for example, something bad happens, newspaper written something that, I don't know, some bomb blasted in Baghdad, and then 5,000 children died and 3,000 women and so on, and then they have that kind of mood on that. But then how to respond to that is a kind of... they think that, you know, it's a sad mood, there is a they're happy about it, or what is the hard actually...
If you don't know, that's what why we learn in grammar about sutta.
Okay, so just be...
You know, in other words, kriya is based on sutta. Mm-hmm. So if you don't know what to do, then just exist. But exist means fully conscious. That's the difference. Just don't bother. No, it's you're fully conscious of the situation, but you don't know which direction it is or going or where it's come from, so therefore you just exist. Right? And then you just throw out something this way or that way, but don't be too committed to it. It means it's committed enough that it's real, but not enough that you're going to get upset that it doesn't give a result. So in other words, you have to stay in the state of existence, and then from that it'll go, because only means activity is only based on existence. So once it's established that existence is there, then it will be obvious what is the direction, and then you can move that way. But unless you establish your existence, so therefore existence is doubted because of insensitivity. Maybe not even on your part, someone else's part, right? You know what I'm saying? So therefore it comes in, and, you know, they've seen on the television a bomb blast, 5,000, you know, women killed and everybody killed, and, you know, you walk in the door. So they're upset about that. You weren't the insensitive one, you know, but it's due to insensitivity that they're feeling bad. But because insensitivity was there, it clouds all existence. But you have the potential for being that existence in which they can function, because you've previously done it. But just because you did it a nanosecond ago doesn't mean that you're doing it now.
It's always in the...
It's always, in other words, it's always in the present. Because the man is, okay, done, okay, finished. But no, it's always got to be doing. So that means you have to be super conscious, super controlled, super like that. In other words, even though it's funny in the movie, in the comic, that, you know, whatever it is, in the stories, it's the superheroes, you know, in the West that aren't married, but actually they're the only ones that can be. Right? Like you see in the vid, this marriage is working. Why? Because Santano is the most qualified human being on the planet, you know, as far as a king goes. You know what I'm saying?
How would that, does it seem that in that existence platform, then that is actually the time where you can see how sense controlled and sensitive.
Yeah, sense controlled and sensitive is. That's where you can test satta, a sense control and sensitivity in the state of satta. Because then you know if it exists or not. So that's why it's said that the man has the man is trained in sense control and sensitivity. Right? Woman in chastity and satisfaction. Right? Then it works. That matches.
You mean commonly like a low level interaction of you know, a man, a macho man, kind of saying, you know, well, they're not satisfied, then why should I do anything? Like previously you mentioned that always the senior person has to take the first.
Yeah, it has to put the first step, because that's always so. If he says they're not, she's not satisfied, that means satisfied her previous activity. So that means she responded to his action. So he's saying, but it's not that he responds to hers. He has to make the step. So if she's dissatisfied, he has to make the step to do. But she has to be, in her own mind, trying to be.
That's
her sadhana. So if she doesn't do it, but if the man maintains the other two, it will work. It'll be rough, but it will work. But if she's also, or if she's satisfied and all that, then it will work even if he's, you know, not properly behaved. But it's not necessarily comfortable, but it works. And the person that's doing it will get the religious benefit. Okay? But if both do it, then you find it works. It's very nice.
I think it was a request. If you could go through once more, maybe not in the discussing some other time, through that part where Shukracharya specifying the Devayani, because that we just ran through within like 5 minutes, the whole basic
Shukracharya.
So it was all the points were there, but I think it would be good if you could get through one by one, mm-hmm. and then explain what each point, what actually that means. Maybe for the girls it's easy because of what they function with. But for me, I don't know about the boys, but for me it was too fast.
Too fast.
Yeah. I can
it would be
good. Yeah, they are very good. But me
right
I wasn't
there.
So good.
Come on.
Of course I didn't grow up in this system.
They actually, I'll let you know the secret. They don't wash the pots and do their duties just for your benefit, so that you can then instruct them and that way become more determined in your resolve of Krishna consciousness. It's like Arjuna wasn't bewildered, but he asked those questions on behalf and for the benefit of others. So therefore, they do all the crazy just for the benefit of the others and stuff, if you didn't know. So that's why they catch it immediately, they got it down. Yes? No? Correct?
No.
No. You're just being humble.
There you go.
If it's supposed to be fun. Maybe because the class is only the ending one on Thursday.
Thursday is the last class?
On
Thursday is the last of the Mahabharata.
Yes. Oh, okay. Maybe on a Friday or something. This is one more day.
Oh, and yeah, we could maybe do.
It's only for like the boys.
What he's saying is that you go back to a different. That would be very interesting.
That's
if you take all the conversations.
Another few weeks.
I'm just saying. Yeah, it works.
Because that would basically cover the whole interaction and how to deal with all those defense.
It's actually a very interesting way to approach that. Because I was thinking, how do you go through it? What would be the... You just take the conversation
when they come together.
Yeah, yeah. You take the conversations.
And maybe after you could go further, more into it, if the guests are not here, so that time the guests wouldn't be here. Because then you have to modify
them. They
don't mind.
They don't mind at all. Because you're talking about in the correct, positive way. I'll tell you, here, just so you won't feel bad. I don't know when it was, but it was probably like 15 years ago or that. I ran, I think it was a 5-day like seminar on Brahmacharya. The temple devotees are kind of asked for a class in Brahmacharya. So we had it at the temple. You know, our boys went, but it was at the temple. And I think it was on the roof. That was Jayapataka Maharaj's roof. At that time he was out, so we had it on his roof. And, you know, so it was announced that it would be there. And it was a class for Brahmacharis, but a few ladies showed up. By the end of the 5 days, there were more women there at the class than there were men.
I think it was there also.
Yeah. So the point is that anything to do with culture and relationship is properly discussed in the proper perspective, they find it nice, so it doesn't matter. You know what I'm saying? So that's not a problem. It's when it's discussed in an improper way, then that's... Of course, when you have separate environments, it's easier to specifically answer the question directed to that group. You know what I'm saying? Because the men will have their particular perspective on the application, women their particular perspective, you know, and the particular unique problems in it. So therefore, if you do have separate, it's also nice.
That's something you feel shy to ask questions.
Yeah, well, that's also there. So it's shy both ways. You know, it's like the ladies always have questions, you know, why is it that the guys are such jerks, right? So they don't want to say that in front of them. You know, like that. So therefore, they sometimes ask to have separate. Like that.
Friday we can do that one. Can do that particular part. Shukracharya Vidyavayani. Well, actually, she's coming back from the capital.
I'll let you know. But yeah, we'll do it. But I think it's a very nice thing to do. But we'll have to pick a time, whether Friday or maybe we'll do it next week. I think the boys' schedule goes on regularly.
Yes, then you go up to Peter Moshe.
Yeah, let me think about that. Let us look up these. These interactions. This is interesting.
It's like what Buddha Maharaj with the Bhagavatam. Questions? Putting that on the question.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because the question is the conversation, so it generates. But here, those things are secondary in what's actually there. It's a history. Well, how is it that, you know, Prahlad Maharaj, how is it Nishumadeva appeared? So then you have to do Prahlad Maharaj, therefore you have to do how Diti, you know, and then, you know, everything around, because Diti had children, you know, then this whole thing with Aditi. Because Diti's children harassed Aditi's children, therefore she wanted to do something to get rid of Diti's children, and therefore she eventually ended up with Vamanadeva. You know, so it's the whole. Yeah, if you cut out the whole this kind of interaction, in the 10th canto you have a discussion, I think prayers of the personified Vedas. That's a discussion amongst, you know, let's say, hardcore brahmacharis on, I think, Tapaloka. Generally it's taken as one of the not as attractive chapters of the Bhagavata. You know, so the whole rest of it is, you have, you know, something that's generally all, you know, grihasthas or somebody interacting with grihasthas. Even if it's, you know, Durvasa interacting with grihasthas or Maitreya with, you know, grihasthas or somebody with grihasthas.
because that's the whole field, isn't it?
Yeah, well, Vrindavan, the material is a reflection of Vrindavan, which is a grihastha environment. You know, Dwarka's Vaikuntha, it's all grihastha environment. But, you know, the point is you have to transfer from this grihastha environment to that one. So that means at some point you have to come to the state of neutrality. That you're not interested in this grihastha environment, whether you're still involved in it or whether you're not. But you have to come to the state where you're not interested. Does it make any sense, you guys? Yes or no? Yeah.
Dude, if I get a word a day after 10 years, it's
a lot of words. Quite a lot of words. That's 3,000 words. That's double the common vocabulary.
One sentence a week. Catch one point.
That's why we always have to discuss about the verbs and the nouns to get the sentence. You guys understand these grammatical explanations to some degree? So that's why you should want to ask Moshaiji over here what is going on in this language, you know? What is Geno?
Which coach of the train is six up?
Please leave the coach of the train out of this one. We're not using the coach of the train anymore. The coach, the trains, and all the, you know, and all the different parts, the parts of speech. I remember I had that. I still remember whatever it is, you know, third grade or something. You know, this funny little, you know, drawing line with the funny. You know how they kind of do like crayon fill in, you know. Yeah, you know, the train and they're going like this. And this, this is the noun and this is the verb. And this is this. Just like that. How come the pig gets the shoes and the t-shirt?
And then they want to make a point here.
Oh, I know.
For my education.
Animal farm, yeah, that's also.
Slaughterhouse.
That means the sophisticated ones and the unsophisticated ones.
I can't be going through that. But, you know, as far as the meat truck is a happy pig dressed up, you know, and it's kept out.
Yeah.
I've got a video on it.
Oh! Right! So that means that Prabhupada said that, I mean, this book has been made for modern academics.
Yes.
And modern academics is a slaughterhouse.
Yes.
So therefore, you have a pig on it.
Yes.
Dressed up and happy.
Happy going on his way to the slaughterhouse. Yeah. All right. Now I get it.
This will be a true becoming matu for matu education. And follow dogs like that.
Okay.
We're going back to our classical
notion. Oh, you mean the one with the lady on the front?
No.
This one. Oh, yeah, no. I'm sure we'll take this off and paste it on the next one. It's happened 10 years.
Going back to the olden day hardcover, you know.
Maybe you should get paper and have them make their own, and then they'll appreciate that.
You got better ones now.
Wow, yeah. Very good. You got one with the swan on the front, you know, the humsa, you know, taking the essence.
Actually, I saw one video on it, on these kind of things. Or this, I call it symbology and all kind of advertisement techniques. Actually, it's a very nasty thing, actually, what these people are doing.
Oh, yeah. No, it's part of one of our courses. It sees like this. We're waiting for these guys to become a little serious about just their, you know, English and Sanskrit and math and all that. Because otherwise, once they've got a basis in that, then there'll be three main fields. They can study any of them, but I'm just saying according to their interest. So one of the fields is economics, you know, but we're taking from what they teach, you know, in the Harvard School of Business Management about economics. You know, what's useful. But along with that, we're teaching also what modern advertisement is. It's part of the same course.
Do you have some always some stuff with them?
Yeah, we have, but it's just point is we don't have students because the students are still, you know, figuring out which finger goes in which nostril, right? You know, like that. Whether it should be turned to the left or the right, or yeah, how deep it should go, or, you know, it's just, you know, doing deep naval research, you know.
Maybe they're working on their math.
Yeah, okay, so if according to the sine and cosine, I turn it 30 degrees, right, you know, then, you know, what is the relation between the nail and my earlobe? And that and the fan, you know. Right? Then another will be, you know, very much into the civics, you know, Dharma, Artha, Niti, Shastras, like that. Another then is going very deep into the, you know, the Pancharatra, the deity worship, the Yajna Puja, this divine, like that. Means there, because in other words, you know, knowing some English, some math, some Sanskrit, you know, knowing your basic mantras and all that, that's what everybody should know. But depending upon one's interest, then there's areas you want to go into, because as service, you know, and like that. So is it more like that? Academic, is it more administrative, is it more economic, thing like that, you know. And then of course then what arts you want to learn just to enhance one's abilities and one's, you know, character and refinement and all that. So it's there, the course is half done. Because that's the easy thing, is get that done. The hard thing is get people to the point where it's worth teaching it to them. You know what I'm saying?
This is
Yeah. I mean, it's what they teach. It's we're taking from what's. I don't know if you've ever seen it. You guys have seen what's called an MBA, a Master's in Business Administration. So we're taking the information from that.
It's not
that they couldn't understand it. It's a matter of that they're not really interested to understand it at this point. Because the point is you can tell. Means it's just like if I want to have a pot of rice. And I want to know if all the rice in the pot's done. What do I do?
Check one.
So all I have to do is, see, or even hear the interaction of one boy with another, and I know if it's done or not. Or see them washing a pot, or see them serving the shad, or you have to see, or sweeping, right? You give me a kid. Give me a broom, give me a floor, have them sweep it. I could write you, you know, a whole ashram report off that one thing. Or watch them play, or watch them wash a pot. Any one of those things, how they talk, this all. You know what I'm saying? So I don't have to be around all day to know where everybody's at. You know, it's from being around all day for 20 years that then you know what it means. That it's just, you just hear a tone of voice. Hey, get this. Long way to go. You know, instead of, you know, oh, you know, can you bring this, or, you know, that spot there, is it done well? You know, if you don't, do it properly, you know, how's your focus? How's this? You know, we have to focus and do it right. We're doing this with Krishna. Like that. And it's always that if they're superior, you know, why you're superior, you know, and I'm as good as you, and if they're junior, then ha, I'm superior, and you're, you know, you're, yeah, how you say, you know, garbage, you know, like that. So that's basically all I hear. I very rare hear a proper conversation. Right? So that's the things how we test. So it's not that we don't know, it's just that we're waiting. Right? Because it's also is theirs. We're making the arrangements. Rope has been thrown, but we keep now and again checking to see if there's anything on the line. Right? You know, you see, you go like this, and it's still loose. Okay, they're just joining themselves at the bottom of the well, so you leave it. Okay. Nice rocks down there. Awesome. Hey, right on the wall.
Put the writing on the wall.
Yeah. Maybe they're down there checking the brick in the wall.
And they're putting a little for that also.
that. And what they don't know is a round wall, especially when you're inside, doesn't fall over by pushing on it.
No.
Only a flat wall does.
That's cool to bring out a little flat on top of it and around.
Yeah, that's it. Yes, no. Okay. I think it's time for your assembly then. Jive.